Hey, hey, this is Rebbetzin Vefkan Grossman from the Connected for Real podcast, and I want you to have access to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat right here in your ears. If you would like to access all of the links, workbook, or get your free one-on-one with me, go to connectedforreal.com/retreats. Enjoy. Welcome to the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, day 6. I am beyond impressed with you guys. There are people here who have shown up every single day, and I can't keep track of the recordings, but I see people are sending me emails about how they're doing and sending WhatsApp messages saying, I'm keeping up. So I'm really proud of you. If you don't keep up, that's okay. You know, there isn't all or nothing. We're here so that we can all learn and develop and get a little bit closer to the goal, which is getting closer to Hashem. This is always worthwhile. Thank you. You're welcome. I love it. I'm really proud of you. I'm really, really proud of you. Like, truly impressed. And I am grateful that you're here. It gives me the validation that this is really valuable. And I know it in my head, but I see it, you know, and it feels really good. Thank God. Thank God. Okay. So today is design the atmosphere of your home. I'll give you a little, you know, synopsis of what we've been doing so far. The first week we learned the CALM method. So CALM stands for connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer, and master a higher level of consciousness. And those are the four steps that you're going to need to go through in order to get to a place where you're really thriving. Okay. So big picture, those are the steps, but also very focused picture, like very zoomed in the moment when you are stuck, when you're feeling icky, when you're feeling like, ugh, overwhelmed, whatever. You can use those four steps to very quickly get to the other side of that. Okay. So step one, you would get in touch with yourself, connect to yourself, really find out what do I really want? And then turn to God and ask for that. So in, you know, when we talk about big things, like just, you know, big life happenings. So, you know, we're going to talk about what do I really want? Where am I going? What am I dreaming about? What's, you know, where do I want to be? Right. And this is very important, by the way, because when making a decision, you want to make a decision based on where you want to be and not based on where you are. A lot of people make a decision about where I am right now. So right now I'm not ready for that. So I'm not going to do that right now. I can't handle that. So I'm not going to choose that. But really, it's not about that. It's not about where you are now. That is a mindset of somebody who's very stuck in comfort zone. You want to make decisions based on where you want to be. And where you want to be is going to guide you to what needs to happen in order to get there. So is this decision going to get me closer to that goal? Is this decision going to get me closer to that becoming, right? And for example, I'm bringing a lot my swimming because it's just the big thing that's happening in my life. I was not a swimmer. I do not have an identity of a swimmer. I never swam in a big pool. I just played in a backyard pool a couple of times a week in the summer, right? Like I know how to swim. I teach how to swim little kids, but I just don't see myself swimming far, like, you know, long stretches of pool or bodies of water. It's not my thing. And when it came up and I was faced with the decision. The question is, can I do this right now? No, I cannot do this right now. I do not even know what I'm capable of because I've never put myself in a pool. I never took myself to a large body of water to try this thing, right? So I don't know. I am probably not capable of swimming 2 kilometers. Is that where I want to be? Do I want to become a person who can? Yes. You know, I would love to take on something big and become that person who can. So I committed to it without even knowing if I can or can't. Of course, I did speak to my friend who's also my trainer, and she said, don't worry, you're in good shape. I'm going to show you how you can do it. So I had somebody who was confident in me, right? Sometimes when you guys tell me like, I don't know, I'm not confident, I don't think I can do it, I'm like, don't worry, you could borrow my confidence. I believe in you, right? I'm the coach. I can see that you can do it. So that was really helpful, right? And with that confidence that she had in me, and with my wanting to get to there, I signed up and then I committed to actually do the things. So the day after Pesach, I was in a big pool for the first time. And I told the girls, I was like, guys, just showing up, I'm already a winner. I don't know if I'll do it. I don't know if I'll be capable, but I feel really good about taking the step. And I did a whole kilometer just in the pool that day, back and forth. Right? With breaks and with drinking and with breathing, but it's not about the time. It's not a race. It's just getting to the other side. So then I felt really good. I'm like, okay, I can do half as I am right now. Now I just need to get to the other half. Okay. That was just an example. We're bringing it back to making a decision. If I know that I want to be in a place where I'm thriving, in a place where my life is complete, where in a place where everything is integrated, where I feel whole, where there is healing and health all around me in all aspects, then I need to make a decision based on that and not based on where I am now. Because right now, you're not that person. You won't be able to create that thing with who you are right now. You're going to have to become the person you need to be in order to have that. So that is what flow is. That's what the flow mastermind is. And I invite you again, because I love you and I want you to have this. Let me know. You could talk to me on WhatsApp. You can email me. I am here for you. And there are 2 spots left for the bonus. The bonus is the 90-minute intensive, super valuable. So this is all to say, you're all welcome. Okay, so let's talk about designing the atmosphere of your home, because especially when you have a lot going on, there is a lot going on. And then there is just overwhelm, okay? And this all started when I went to a Mommy and Me event thing that they have here on this yeshuv in this little town. I love it. I love it. They give you breakfast and it's women in all stages. So it's anybody who is pregnant or had a baby or is a grandma or whatever, all the women who show up and everybody's breakfast together. There's salad and eggs and whatever. It's really nice. Cheeses, whatever. And then we sit down and we have some sort of conversation, a coach, yoga, whatever. Every time it's an activity, okay? And this one time there was a discussion about overwhelm. And one lady who happens to be a coach who I've gone to, she's really great. Her name is Orna. She said that when she is overwhelmed and the house is a total mess and it feels like there was a tornado in the house, right? She gets on a chair and she stands on it and looks from above. And I thought, wow, that's pretty genius. And she continued to say that once she sees everything from above, it changes her perspective and she's able to think. And I thought, I like visual things. I'm very visual. Okay. And based on getting that and that experience of her explaining it and really living it, like she really is very animated. So it's a lot of fun to learn from her. I came home and I basically took a piece of paper, put myself in the middle, and I drew all of the things around me. Okay. And this all started, you know, because we're pulled in all directions. We're feeling overwhelmed. There's a mess. There's physical mess. There's emotional mess. There's stress. There's, you know, and there's all the responsibilities and there's a ton of fires to put out. Everything is all over the place. Everything. There's like not even enough time to gather yourself before the next thing. Right. And I am a very like artistic go with the flow. And so I'm not going to stop everything and be like, no, we have to put this away. Like, it's just not my nature. Some people are really good at that. I just don't know how. Like now I'm getting a little better. So when I think about it, I think about it as a storm, right? I think of it as like a tornado. There's like this thing and it goes whoosh, 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 whoosh. And by the way, if I close my eyes and I see it, I feel like I'm in the middle of it and like everything I own is flying around me. And there's a red couch. There's always a red couch. I don't know why. It must be from like my childhood when like I saw some cartoon characters or something, whatever. But like I close my eyes and there's things flying and there's like animals, whatever. And then there's a red couch. And that's how I know like we're really in trouble, right? And then I take a deep breath and I slow down and I close my eyes and I slow the tornado a little bit. And then I like slowly let everything that's in midair, like come down. And it all comes down around me. This is how I visualize it. And, you know, I'm a visual person. To me, it really helps to visualize. And so I'm really describing this to you so that you can, first of all, know that we're all in the same boat and you're normal. And second of all, that there's hope. So everything's around me. I'm in the middle. And now how do I think differently about the mess? And for me, what helped the most, okay, here, wait, before I tell you what helped the most, I saw a video because I was researching overwhelm. And I found Mel Robbins. I knew her already. She has the 5-second rule. She has the high five, a lot of really great books. She's a wonderful person to follow because she just has great ideas. She said, make a list, brain dump everything, get it all out on paper, and then go back and highlight the things that are most important. Guys, just making the list, I almost fainted, right? There is just so much stuff. And I don't know where to start because I start making the list of all the things I need to clean up. And then suddenly I start thinking of all the things I need to buy. And then suddenly I think of all the things I have to take care of at work and all the people I have to address. And like, I have to, you know, email back. And like, the list just never ends. And it feels like it's all over the place. It's like the exact thing I'm trying to avoid, she's making me do. So that didn't work for me. Sorry. If you guys, it works really well for you, keep doing it. Don't listen to what works for me if it works for you. But if you're looking for something that works for people like me, like us, maybe, dare I say, then this is what did work for me. In the middle of the paper is little me, is, you know, a little circle. And sometimes I put a little, like, you know, design of what my feeling is feeling right now, right? Like a face with like my mouth is going, wow. Or I'll write the word overwhelmed or eye of the storm or something, or I'll just write me. And then from that, I pull out like a mind map, all the different hats that I am wearing, right? Obviously I don't make them look like hats. It's just an expression. Okay. So I'm taking out all the different hats. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a business owner. I'm a neighbor. I'm a friend. Okay. All the different things that I have something to do with. I told you I organized swim lessons. So it's happening right now. It always happens right as I'm in the middle of my retreat. Last year, it happened the exact same time, right? It's like, do I work on the retreat or do I work on getting people into the lessons? It's like very silly. And the last year I told her, I'm not doing it again. Remind me, I'm not doing it again. And of course I am doing it again, but this time it's less intense. So thank God, at least it got better. Okay. So if you open your workbook on page 6, because today we're on day 6, you're going to find a little design of a circle. That's you, with all the different hats around. And you get to fill in the blanks of what those hats are for you. I'm not going to tell you what your hats are because you know yourself and your life better. And also, by the way, my hats keep changing, right? Sometimes what bothers me the most is that we need to, like, you know, get the house into systems and design and fix and organize and declutter. So I have a whole thing for home. And sometimes I make a whole thing for self-care because I'm like, man, this thing is not happening. Like, I am not taking care of things that I need to take care of. So I'll make a self-care. I'll be like, cut your nails, you know, I don't know what, like really basic things. Cause I just too overwhelmed to do anything that's, you know, that feels very mundane. Sometimes I usually have one for God, because that is one of my hats, right? So I'll usually use the one that goes up, you know, is like pointing up from where I am, and I'll call it God, and I'll write like the things that are right here, right now happening, not so much like random things that don't have anything to do. Like, the idea is to take the overwhelm that's happening, not to create more overwhelm by adding things that don't belong, okay? So you write the things that you need to deal with, that are on your mind, that are happening. I'll give you a really great example. Under mother, I will pull out the name of each one of my kids, right? Shandel, Shifra, Leah, Michal, Yeshayahu, Hallelujah, Eliezer. And then from that, I will pull out just the things that they really need right now. Like, this one needs shoes, and this one needs glasses, and this one really needs me to take them, you know, for a time with, you know, with me, and just go and buy ice cream and sit down and listen to them a little bit. And this one needs, I don't know, whatever, has a birthday party soon that I have to buy those presents for, which I can't stand because they break so quickly. Sorry for complaining, but like, you know, I once went to a mother of twins, and she says she's going to open up a group, Mothers Against Shekel Store Toys, right? Because like, you buy them for a shekel is a quarter, pretty much. Now it's not, but it used to be. Now, by the way, we don't have anything for a shekel anymore. Now it's a shekel and a half. But anyway, it's all just pieces of junk. Like, the second it comes into your hands, it like disintegrates. So you pay a lot of money for the kids to get these things that don't really do anything. So yeah, we have a birthday party coming soon. So I would put that in there, okay? And it helps me think, because now I don't have one big list. I have a bunch of mini lists, and each list is with its friends. It's in the right category. When I want to know, wait, what do I need to do for my work? Oh, I need three things. One, two, three. Write the email, you know, send out whatever, reminder, say hi to whoever, whatever, right? I'm just making up things. They're all things that have to do with the same thing. And when I have a home and I have like little categories of like declutter, okay, go through this, that, and the other, you know, fix. And then I can add the things that need to be fixed, fix the door, fix the drawer, fix the, you know, handle. And then I can write the things that have to be, you know, hire someone for whatever, right? And like, I keep the things in order. And by the way, just writing the list, just making this brain dump is amazing. It might even just be enough. And if you do go back to it and check off things or circle things or highlight things or just go back and refer to it, you're like doing way better than most people. Right? Because you're now organized in your mind. You understand what is where. And you're no longer living in this gigantic cloud of dust, right? The fuzziness is gone. There's like a lot of clarity around what you need to do, what you want to do, what's important to you. And like I said, you can prioritize stuff. Like, you could put things that aren't on fire as part of the hats. And that's what we're going to do right now. I want you to take a couple of minutes and on page 6, fill in your name in the middle and write all your categories. And then when you're ready, start pulling out little to-do lists, little, you know, bursts of information in each category. How was this experience for you? And maybe you're not feeling overwhelmed now, so maybe now it isn't like the pressing time, but it's good to practice. Okay. It was good. Yay. I'm happy to hear that. Anyone else? Great. Love it. Overwhelming. Ooh, let's hear. Do you want to, anybody who wants can unmute themselves and we can do a little coaching on this because I am interested to hear. Some people are saying interesting. Some people say great. I loved it. Some people said overwhelming. So I would love to see how I can alleviate the overwhelm because the idea was not to overwhelm you.
I mean, it's just overwhelming because there's so many hats and so many people and so many things that you have to do, even if it's things that you make yourself do or you know, nobody's telling you have to do it. You're just saying, I have to do it.
Right. Right. So was it overwhelming because eventually it ends up being the whole page full of words? Was it just visually overwhelming and you like it more in a list? Or was it overwhelming to just see it all in one view?
I guess it just projects your feelings. Like it feels overwhelming and then the paper is overwhelming and you're not sure like where to even start.
Right. Okay. Very nice. Would it help you if you go through each section and highlight the most, you know, pressing or like the thing that has to happen right now?
I can try.
All right. Let's see how that works. Because it might be that just everything, you know, everything at once is overwhelming. But if I can just highlight one thing in each category that's the most urgent or the most important, then, you know, I could just make a list of that on a different paper, you know, just sort of like contain just the most important things. Let me know how that works. Is this a to-do list or stuff on my mind? Example, my son hurt his foot. He's got a brace and it needs to heal. Nothing specific to do now, but I'm still thinking about it. For something like that, I would put that under God. Like, you know, my prayer, Refuah Shlema too, you know, like, God, heal my son, you know, like, help out here. Because it's not in my control. It's not something I actually have to do. It's not something I have anything to, you know, deal with, but it's something that's on my mind. So I'm going to put it in the right category. Okay. And then when I, you know, when I look at that bubble that says Hashem, I'm going to have like, oh yeah, you know, like Hashem's taking care of it. He's the healer. He is the one who's overseeing this process. Right. And then it's like, takes it away from me. Okay. Also, you know, when I gave you the example before of all my kids and each one has, you know, their line and their space, it makes me feel like I'm a good mother. Just the fact that I'm aware of what they need, because my brain is feeding me a lot of garbage, a lot of nonsense. It's like, you know, you're not doing enough. You don't even know what's going on. There's so much going on that you can't even see past the, you know, the noise and da, 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 da. And I'm going, oh my gosh, maybe my brain's right. Maybe I'm a total failure, right? Like we buy the things we're told because it's the only thing we're told. Like it's the only thing we think we know. So it's like, wait. I know what my kids need. I just don't have to think about it right this second in the middle of a retreat or in the middle of work or in the middle of yoga or whatever, right? Like when I'm in this hat, I can be in this hat without worrying about forgetting about the other things. There's something called brain loops, right? Where your brain needs to remember something. It will literally loop it around. So it will come to the conscious. It will be like, yo, remember you need to, I don't know. I remember we had We didn't have an alarm clock, but we needed to be somewhere. And it was Shabbos, so there's no way for us to set an alarm clock or anything. And we were just a bunch of girls sleeping in an apartment. We had to be somewhere else for the meal. And those people started their meal at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So we had to, you know, so every hour, my brain would wake me up to look at the clock. I would look at my watch, be like, okay, you know, go back to sleep. And my brain woke me up every time to check, to, you know, and then eventually I was like, okay, I'm not going back to sleep. That's it. You know, it's like too much. So I was just like dressed and ready to go by like 4:30, like, okay, let's do it. You know? And it was because my brain is working with me. It's there to serve me. And it has something to remember, right? I have an appointment today with my son. I have an appointment today with my son. So the entire day will just loop around, make you crazy. The way to solve that is by putting it down on paper. Be like, brain, it's not your job anymore. It's okay. There is a reminder on the phone. There is a thing in the calendar. There is a sticky note on the door. Whatever it is, we know it's okay. And you take away some of the weight that your brain is carrying and you allow it to just be creative. You allow your brain to do the thing it's meant to do, which is like think and, you know, feel and do blah, 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 all the good stuff, right? We take away some of the drain. We don't want drain, okay? We're like way, way overdrained. I love colors and flashcards instead of lists. Yes, I love that too. And if you know that about yourself, isn't it awesome for you to like play around with that? I have a friend who likes sticky notes and she gets different color sticky notes and she has it on the back of her door. Different categories have different sticky notes and they actually are placed in strategic places. So her brain always knows the top one is the things I need to do first thing in the morning. It's like the priorities. And the bottom one is the things I need to do for work or whatever. And like, she knows what color is what. It's very cool when you get in touch with what works for you. Here's the thing, by the way, this is something that I talk a lot about in the mastermind. You have to find what works for you. And one of the things that I have found, especially with my ladies in Find, which has now merged to become part of Flow. Find used to be a, or still is, I guess, it's a program for people who are, for women who are just starting their businesses. Like, I know I want something, I know I want to figure out my purpose, my mission, something to do, but I'm not really sure what. And so there was an entire 9-month training that I am in the, almost in the end of, that took these women through a process. Every single one of them is thriving. It's so fun to say, okay? So like, thank God. We noticed, first of all, it's beautiful to be part of the group in order to notice this, but we noticed that one of the things that we all feel is broken. There is something wrong with me. I don't do lists. I am overwhelmed. I don't remember. I can't be on time. I don't think that way. I don't fit in the box. And it's a terrible thing because it's actually not true, right? You are not broken. There's no way that you're broken. You're built exactly as you need to be in order to do the thing you're meant to do. So when you let go of all those beliefs that you're broken and that there's something wrong with you and that you're wrong, you do this wrong. Well, who said? Maybe everybody else is doing it wrong. And maybe everybody is doing what's right for them, right? So take away all of that noise and just find what works for you. And this is, I'm telling you, this is why all these women are thriving, is because they're giving themselves permission to do the things that work for them. Guys, when I started using my calendar on my phone, my life changed. I don't have to know what's coming tomorrow. I just have to look. Like, I look at the, in the morning, I'm like, okay, this and that. Oh, look at that. Isn't that great? People scheduled calls with me and I have meetings and, you know, there's parent teacher conference at 2 and whatever, like it's all there. There is nothing I need to remember. It's, thank God. And I include flashcards with beautiful messages. Like, I got this. Hashem is in charge. It's never too late. I love it. Oh, I want you in my life. This is beautiful. Okay. It also helps to order the to-dos and tasks that can be done today, next week, and next month, and create task reminders in your phone, computer, or sticky notes in your planner. This helps to focus only on the thing that I have to complete today. Yes. Yes. And, you know, this sounds really, really organized, and somebody who's been doing this for a long time is like, oh yeah, I do that all the time. But if you don't do this all the time, you don't have the skills for this. It's like, where do I begin? So this is where I begin. I begin by getting it all out of my head, because once it's on paper, I can see it. Once it's on paper, I can actually understand what is going on with all the things. And then I can prioritize. Like Shira said over here in the beautiful comment, like we said to Naomi, highlight the thing that is the most important. What is the things that need to happen today? What are the things that can wait? What are the things that you can put a deadline to? And what are the things that just sort of like whenever I get to it, right? I had a friend who told me, have a list on the back of your notebook of random things that you would do if you had 10 minutes, right? Like when you have 10 minutes, you're like, oh, what should I do? Okay, fine. I'll just scroll my WhatsApp. Like, no, look at that list and be like, oh, look at that. I can cut up vegetables. Oh, look at that. I can, you know, organize my drawer. Oh, look at that. I can, you know, sweep the floor. Like things that really don't take that long, but it's a great idea to have a list so that you don't have to think in the moment when your brain is like trying to shut off and be like, let's just veg. That's what your brain is saying. It's like, I don't want to think. So don't make it think. Be ready, right? We said last week, if you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail, right? So here we're really thinking intentionally. Rose says, it's brilliant. What you're talking about, the brain is so helpful, that the brain is so powerful, but we're in charge by telling it what to focus on. Yes. Yes. And you know, your brain is here to work with you. It's here to support you. And one of the things that it does in order to protect you is keeping you safe, right? So it will distract you. It will take you away from thinking big and trying to do things that are scary and actually getting out of comfort zone. Not because it's mean or, you know, out to get you, but it's really trying to protect you. So you get to think on purpose, and you get to surround yourself with the people who are going to keep you too actually growing and keep moving and keep daring to desire, to want, to get there. Okay. This is what master a higher level of consciousness is all about. It's being able to, like yesterday we said, thank, be grateful, see the good, right? Put on glasses. Sometimes like don't put on pink glasses, just put on regular glasses. You just end up seeing things that you didn't see before. Right? Like if you look at your husband without glasses, all you see is like, you know, a blur, and you put on your glasses, you're like, okay, this is what I see, you know, and some of the things I didn't even notice. And that's pretty cool. And a lot of times we're not willing to do that because we're afraid of what we're going to see. And then we get to be intentional and look for the things we want to see. Okay. Very good. Any questions so far? You guys are great. I'm loving all these ideas that you have. One more message. Be kind to yourself every time that you don't accomplish everything you wanted. Yes. You know, by the way, one of the things for me is perfectionism. I am like the first one to beat myself up. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did this and that. And I messed this up and I messed that up. And people send me emails with like, you misspelled this word or you made this mistake. And it's like, guys, English is my third language. I learned it when I was in eighth grade. Like, I don't have a basis in English. I'm just like flying by the seat of my pants. And I'm proud of myself, you know? Like if I start beating myself up for not being perfect, I will never do anything. So I've decided that one of the things about my brand is that I am real. I'm imperfect. I'm not going to blur my background. I'm never going to make my face look more beautiful or more shiny than it actually is. I don't wear makeup. Like, I just want to be myself. I don't color my hair. Did you notice? I love my white hairs, by the way. I want to be myself because I want you to be yourself. I want you to give yourself permission to be yourself. And I want you to remember that there is no such thing as perfect for us. And we are perfectly imperfect because God made us that way, right? One of the things I love about the parenting class I went to is that she said, if God wanted your kids to have a perfect mother, he would have made you perfect. And that was such a relief because so many years, all I wanted was just, it's like, I'm never going to make it. Another paradox, sometimes better to take off glasses and not see everything. Yes, you're right. Your English is great. Thank you. I love your headscarf. It looks so pretty on you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, this is great. I am like, bring it on, bring it on. I also, by the way, once I put in the WhatsApp group, the link to the YouTube video I made about the overwhelm, but there's also, if you look in the same YouTube channel, and of course, go subscribe. I would love more subscribers. But anyway, if you look in that YouTube channel, there's one about perfection and it's hysterical. Anytime I made any of those videos, I look at them now, like 3-4 years later, and I crack up because they're so funny. Because it's like the old me, you know, the old me, whatever. It's still me, but it's like before I was this perfect. That's funny. Okay. I'm loving it. Okay, let's find my notes again so I can see what else I had to teach you today. Any more questions or comments? Bring them in. Let's go. Okay. Yes. Yes, I will talk about this. Okay. Let me address some of the private things. So about joining the program, okay? What I want you to know is, and I'll give you a training right now about how to talk to your husband about this, because that is one of the biggest requests that I get. It's also the most helpful sessions I give. So please, like, stay to the end because it's really great. But the one thing is, I am too busy for this. Okay. That is one of the most common things I hear. And it's your brain saying, like, overwhelm. There's just too much, right? Like Naomi said, I look at the paper, I'm overwhelmed. There's so much on my mind. There's so many people in my life. There's so much I have to do. Like, it's just never ending. Why would I take on another commitment? Like, why would I join another program? Why would I, you know, work on myself when I'm so busy? Like, I'll wait till I'm less busy and then I'll do it. So this is my analogy to you. Your plate is full, right? And this is an actual expression in English. My plate is full. What do you do when your plate is full? Well, you have two choices. Either you take off the stuff you have on your plate, then now you have more room, which is not my preferred option, or you get a bigger plate. Just get a bigger plate and then you'll have room for everything you want. And what I mean by that is, remember we talked about the program and how I made it holistic, and there's God at the core and there's business and marriage and they work together and they support each other. And who's holding all that? You. And that's why the fourth pillar of this program is you. We're so focused on making sure that you find the things that work for you, that you create the systems that serve you, that you enlarge and expand your capacity so that you can hold more. So we're not going to pile on more stuff. We're actually going to create more air. We're going to create more space in your life because we're going to enlarge you. That's pretty awesome when you think about it, right? There's a saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. Do you know why? Because people who are busy and they know how to be busy. They know how to run a million things. They know how to have ideas and get them moving. They know how to have a bunch of different hats and how to touch everything. They already have their systems in place. They're already into doing things. So they're going to get it done. It's going to get on their list and they're going to prioritize whatever needs to be prioritized and things are going to fall into place. Maybe they're busy, so it won't happen as quickly as, you know, you would like it. But then again, if you give it to a person who has a lot of time on their hands, it's never going to get done because that person with a lot of time on their hands doesn't know how to even begin. He doesn't, it's not, you know, like they probably have a lot of time on their hands because they don't feel like they can do anything else. Okay. So the person who's busy, quote unquote, is really the person who has been working on expanding themselves, on being able to contain more. And, you know, there was one person who was joining the program who said, I don't want to go and do any of the business stuff because I don't want it to take away from my marriage, my children, my life, my family. That's my priority. And then why do you think that by the time you're ready, that you will be so constrained and so tight that there won't be room for both? That's an assumption that's working with what you have right now instead of where you're going. When you are on your way and you are focused on where you're going and you're going towards expansion, then you can also dream about things that can join your life, that can be added without paying a price for anything, without having to move anything off your plate, just from the fact that you've created more space. Is this clear? Is everybody clear on this? I'm in the middle, but there's nothing on my list. I guess there should be. So, I mean, I'm in the middle and I'm the container of all of it. So I never have anything that's coming out of the middle of my list because all these are my lists. These are all the things I contain, but I do have most of the time, one of the hats is self-care or one of the hats is things for myself or whatever. Like I'll try to, you know, add things in, but yeah. You're not even on the list. I see you. I know. And I totally get it. And we're going to put you on the list and we're going to move you up the list and you're going to be the most important because when you can focus on yourself and put yourself first, you are going to see how everyone else is going to win. Everyone else is going to get a better mother, a better wife, a better human. We're all going to gain. The entire world is going to see more light because you have finally given yourself permission to be top priority. And it doesn't mean putting everyone else down. It just means bringing yourself up, okay? Let's focus on that. Can't help but ask why you love your white hair aside that I think it represents chesed, etc. Okay, so I had white hair since I was maybe 14 or 12 or something. Like I got it really early. And I think it's genetic. I think my mother was coloring her hair for a while, you know, when we were young. So I made it a conscious decision to be like, I love it because everybody was making fun of me like, oh, look, you have white hair. Like, yes, I do. And I love it. Right. And I also used to say like, you know how everybody is trying to like get highlights in their hair? I have them naturally. And by the way, like when the white hair comes in, like it turns into like, it literally looks like highlights. It's so beautiful. Too bad I can't show it to you, but I love it. I look at the mirror and I see it and it makes me happy. So I think it's the way I thought, like I intentionally decided to think positive and to want it. And now my mother keeps telling me, you should color your hair. For years already, she tells me it's not nice. And I love it. I love it. It makes me happy. It makes me feel really good. So thank you. Thank you so much. Going back to work. Okay. Enjoy. I can relate to that. Not having a great method for taking action. What do you suggest as a first step? I have been expanding though. So trying to hold yet another paradox. What is a template for being the person who has a system for productive action? Oh, that's a big question that is long and overwhelming for me. One second. So what is the system of finding what works for you? Well, first step is connect to yourself, find what works for you, right? I'm always going to go back to the calm method because it's the method I created because it actually works. So connect to yourself, find what works for you, create the systems that work for you, right? I hired a person to create a system that works for me as opposed to getting a system and having to learn it, right? So it's really important to give yourself permission to do the things that work for you. Okay. Like we have a timer on our washing machine. Every single night it goes on no matter what. Well, you have to turn it and close the door, whatever, but like it's already set. So the system creates a situation where I don't have to remember every night. I just have to make sure to like close it up and be done. And then, you know how you close up the dishwasher and you're like, oh, one last plate, one last spoon, whatever, right? So I don't have to worry about forgetting because in the middle of the night, it will turn on itself. So I just keep throwing things in there until I'm done cleaning up and then I close it and forget about it. And then it does the work. So creating systems all over your life, right? And the physical things and the spiritual things and the emotional things and the self-care realm. And there's the three letters that I really like. Win. How do you win? By no, was it win? Yeah. What's important now? Like if you're feeling overwhelmed, just go with what's important right now. I'm going to do that right now and just focus. You are beautiful inside and outside. Oh, thank you. I hate my white hairs. So I was wondering the same thing. Wow. To what you're saying. Oh, I love it. Okay. By the way, you can turn it around by just choosing your thoughts. Really, really. I love it. Okay. I love your classes and I wish that I could study with you every day. Oh, I wish that too. And how does all this go with today's theme of designing the atmosphere of your home? How does this go with the theme? Well, we talked about designing the atmosphere of your home by starting with yourself. It's all in the way that you are feeling, that you are seeing. If I walk in the house and all I see is black, like I cannot see the floor, the house is a mess, my brain is exploding with things I need to do. Everybody is just not cooperating, right? There's like the atmosphere is going to feel exactly like that. And if I can sit down, like really, this is counterintuitive because you would think, get into action, move ahead, just start cleaning, just start doing, just this is a no, sit down, breathe, stop. Get it all down on paper, highlight the things you need to highlight, figure out what's important. And you're like, okay, you guys, this is what we're doing now. Now, by the way, once you write it all down, you can delegate a superpower. I know it is amazing what you can do when you know what needs to happen. This, by the way, delegating is a very important skill. When people have a baby, I tell them, write down all the things that you feel uncomfortable asking people, but like, you know, people can do this for you. You don't have to do it yourself. Like taking out the garbage. Somebody comes to give you a meal and they say, how can I help you? Do you need me to hold the baby or something? And you're like, I wish they would just do something, blah, 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 right? So no, be like, listen, you know, you don't have to, but here are the things that can really help. If you take out the garbage on your way out, that would be super helpful. If you like doing dishes, like go right ahead. I love when my dishes are done, like, you know, whatever it is, right? Like you can give them things that you've prepared ahead of time and offer them to help you. Okay. By investing in myself, I inspire my husband to invest in himself. Whether it's his career, his self-growth, his personal development, it's a win-win to the entire household. Yes, 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 yes. I love that. That's brilliant work, mind work with seeing the positive in what most people would think is a nuisance. White hair, can you give another example of how it can be applied? I can, but I'm running out of time. So I'm afraid to get into another example, especially since I promised you that I would give you the training on how to speak to your husband. And I think that is more important. So let me do that. And then we can go back to this question. I just want to mention that like we do address this a lot, like changing the mindset, changing, like thinking on purpose is something that we really focus on in the mind, in the mastermind. Okay. So how do you talk to your husband about the mastermind? Step one in the calm method, connect to yourself. Do I actually want this? Right? What do I want? And here's the kicker. Most people will say, I can't afford it, therefore I don't want it. So I'm going to tell you straight out, it doesn't work that way, right? You can't afford it. God can afford anything. And remember, Tamima spoke, she's like, you know, Batren told me to just let it be easy. That's exactly what it is. Like, God can afford it. If God put this in me, and if he put me here, and I am already at this point, then what do you want next, right? So first thing is, you know, connect to yourself. Do I want it? Is this the right thing for me? Maybe I need to find a different coach that's better for my style. Maybe I absolutely love her and I just want to wish that I could work with her. Like, whatever it is, just allow yourself to want. Because we don't give ourselves permission to want the things we want. I know, right? And when you do, I mean, the possibilities are endless. You're opening yourself up to allowing new abundance into your life that feels aligned, that feels right. Right? It's not like you want something for wanting's sake. It's not like, oh, I need a new car because it's pretty. Or, oh, I just wish I had more jewelry because I need to be like everyone else. Like, no, this is something that's going to change your life. And it's going to change your entire family's life and the entire way that you live from now on and the legacy you're living. Like, it's leaving, not living, leaving. I guess it works with living too. But anyway, it is not just like a thing you want. This is actually in alignment with the things you want to want. So how do I give myself permission to want? Just by dreaming, by allowing it. Just journal about it, write, sing, dance, draw, whatever. Like, see, what is my life going to look like? And what in that do I want? You know, am I looking forward to this, to that, to the other? And then we have the second step, ask, right? Notice God is the king of the world. He has the capacity to do anything. He has all the money. He has all the power. He is limitless. So once I get that really clear, I'm like, okay, God, listen, I don't see how this can happen. I'm very limited. I don't see past my nose. I don't know how this money is going to come. I don't know how I'm going to pay for this. I don't know what, but I want it. I want it so badly. I want to be close to you. I want to get close to my husband. I want to make my marriage better. I want to change the atmosphere in my home. I want to live the way you want me to live. And I want to expand in order to allow more abundance into my life. Isn't that what you want for me? I mean, if it is, and if our wants align, then show me how. And if it's not, then that's okay too. Just guide me to what is. Either way, we win, right? Because if you want to be closer to God, then you say, God, I want to be closer to you. I think this would be an amazing opportunity. But hey, if this isn't it, then show me what is, because either way, I want to get close to you. There's no lose here, right? When I was starting out, I was like, I can't afford a single thing. My life was super poor. My kids were getting free coats and boots, okay, like really bad. And I was like, God, I have no idea how I'm going to pay for it, but I need a coach and I need her to get me out of here. Like, I need to be out of poor. I cannot handle poor. It's a mentality. It's a life. It's an entire being that I don't want to be in, right? How do I raise my level of consciousness? How do I allow more abundance into my life? How do I actually serve without being all grabby and like, I need your money, you know? Like, I want to feel free. I want to give of myself. And so I said, you know what, Hashem? I'm going to find the right coach. That's free. There's all these people, they're doing freebies, they're, you know, speaking on podcasts, they're whatever. I'm going to start looking for her. And when I find her, then I trust that you're going to give me the money. What happened was, by the time I found her, I was ready. I did her freebie and things started to change. And based on what happened, you know, with what I did, I got enough money from a client. I just took chunk. I paid him full. It was crazy. Okay. So we have connect to yourself, ask for abundance. Notice how your husband is coming in on the third step. Like, again, really, it's not about him. Here's where your husband comes in. Listen for the answer. You are going to tell him, I found this coach. I'm really excited. This is what I want. I'm sharing with you. I want, you know, you are important to me. You're my husband. We're in this together. I want to hear what you have to say. Like, what do you think? And here's where it gets interesting. Listen for the answer means God is going to give you the answer through reality, because reality is what God wants. So you're going to find out what God wants through reality. Okay. So I had two ladies in the second round. One of them is Tamima. You heard about her. She went to her husband. She said, there's this program. I told you I wasn't going to go to any more programs, but I love this. That's exactly what I need. It's just perfect. Right. And he's like, how are we going to pay for this? And she said, I have no idea, but it's not my problem. You know, she said to Davin, she said to ask God, we're going to do that. And he's like, okay, I'm willing to do that. Great. So we, you know, let's go talk to God. They go to sleep. They decide they're both going to ask God and we'll see what happens in the morning. In the morning, a client paid her for something she owed her. And it was, I think, 2 or 3 months of payments for the program. So she looks at him. He looks at her. He's like, of course you're doing it. There's no other choice. Like, God made it super, super easy, super obvious. Okay. So her husband says, yes, do it. Okay. This is what we say. Listen for the answer. Let it be easy. You don't have to reverse, you know, like force everything. And then when you do get that, when you have that beautiful circle closing up and like, okay, so I connected to myself and then I asked and then I, you know, listened. Now you get to master a higher level of consciousness. We're bringing it back, right? Connect to yourself, ask for abundance, listen for the answer, and then bringing it back to ourselves like a circle by thanking, by being grateful, by surrounding yourself with the right people, by talking about, isn't this amazing? By being willing to get out of your own way and really be part of something bigger. Okay. The other lady who is not in the program, obviously, went to her husband, same exact conversation, same training. I told her it's all about the call method. She connected to herself. She says, I really want this. This is going to change my life. It's going to be exactly what I want. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Then she spoke to God. She's like, God, this is exactly what I want. Please, please, please. You're the only one. All comes from you. She comes to her husband. She starts telling him, there's this program that, you know, this and that. And he starts yelling, like really yelling. What do you think? What do you think? You're just going to like take all my money? You always want to just take all my money. All you want to do is just take all my money. And he just kept screaming and yelling at her and saying, I can't stand it anymore. All you want. And what is it with all these like coaches and they're all trying to take away your money and blah, 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 blah. Right. And of course, like all the Zoom, it's all garbage. You're supposed to, you know, work differently. It doesn't work. It never works. I don't know. He just goes on in his rant. And guess what happens next? She says, oh, okay. So I guess it's a no. He's like, what do you mean no? Wasn't that clear? Right? And he continues to scream, but she is so connected. She's so grounded. She's so straight. It's not moving. It's like, it's not him screaming at her. It's God saying no. She's so doesn't see what he sees. Like, she is in a different reality. All it means to her is, okay, so he said no. So I guess I need to keep looking. Right. And he was shocked. He's like, why do you not get it? And she's like, I do. Basically, what you're saying is that you would not like me to join this program, so I'm not going to. And he's like, so why are you not reacting? She's like, why do I need to react? You made it really clear. Like, that's what I davened for. That's what I prayed for, that it should be clear, that it should be easy. It was very easy. It was extremely obvious that it's not the right thing for me. So thank you. And she walked away. Now she called me back and said, in the past, if he would scream at her like that, and believe me, this is not the first time he screamed at her, and this is the reason why she wants to join the program, right? It is not the first time he screamed at her like that. It's not the first time he said no to things, but this is the first time that she was able to sleep that night. This is the first time that she didn't go into an entire week of not talking to him. This is the first night that she didn't kick him out of the room or throw a fit or do all the things she used to do. This is the first time she was just calm about it because it wasn't about him and it wasn't about her. It was just about the answer. Isn't that amazing? And of course, she still had a transformation because she shows up to every single retreat for free and squeezes out the most value and shows up to one of the implementation calls and tells me how she's doing. So I know, I know that she's on a journey that is exactly to her. And God has made it so beautiful to see like all the people in her life and all the things along the way that had to happen for her to be where she is. And she didn't have to be in my program. She's still amazing. She's still having a great life, right? There's something really powerful about listening, because even when the answer isn't exactly how you thought it should be, it's never going to be a no. It's never a no. Okay, so I love you and I'm sorry I went over time. Thank you, Batren. I identify so much with you. Okay, to share who you liked as a coach. Yes, I had Debbie Sasson as a coach. Then I had Eva Palikova as part of the Quantum Leap Entrepreneur. I loved her. And then I don't think she does it anymore. She's still a coach, but she does different things. And I have Steph Crowder as my coach. So I really like high level coaches, and I see you could shortcut so much of the process by being in the right place. So I really love it. Yes, very nice. Let's talk about tomorrow for one more second. I have to run to a conference, but thank you. This is certainly an investment that keeps giving endlessly. Yes, I encourage everyone to make it self-investment. Looking forward to tomorrow's call. Yay! And I think she's joining, so that's very exciting. Tomorrow. Day 7 is the last day. Number 1, we're having the raffle. So make sure that you come to hear if maybe this is you. Also, everybody who has been showing up every single day is entered in the raffle automatically. I have my eye on you. It's amazing what you guys have been doing, and you deserve to be in the raffle. So I'm putting everybody who showed up live into the raffle. Another thing is that we're doing an amazing meditation tomorrow that's super powerful, super, super powerful. So come prepared with a pen and paper and the space, the openness to be able to really see, because it's absolutely powerful. It's on the level of things I do with my mastermind. You know, most of the retreat is trainings and me talking a lot. And day 7 is very much like, lets me be myself. So it's very nice. I am myself all the time, but it's nice. Okay. I love you all. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I love your ideas of timers on washing machines and dishwashers. I can use a whole house system like this. Where can I get some more ideas? I'm trying to work with my mind and personality. Thank you. Oh, another coach I have, which you just brought up, is Rebecca Saltzman. I'm in her membership. And that's very cool because we declutter, we create systems, we do meal plan. She's very good at creating systems and walking you through it and accountability. And it's not that expensive to be in her membership. So that one is one of the non like no-brainers. Like, of course I'm in her program. Like, I'm never going to leave because I have a structure. Like, that's one of my master things, you know? It's like, if you find something that works, keep it and hold on to it and tell everyone about it. Okay. I love you all. I'll see you tomorrow. And again, if you're interested in the program, send me a note. Let me know how you're doing. If it's, you know, if you're on the fence, if you're ready, if you're 100%, if you're 70%, so I can help you work through it. Okay. And I love you. Mwah.
It's me again, Rebbitzin Bapren Grossman, and I wanted to make sure that you loved it. If you want to go deeper and actually come live to the sessions of the Marriage Breakthrough Retreat, please visit connectedforreal.com/retreat. As part of the retreat, you get to meet one-on-one with me on an implementation call, and you have access to that link when you sign up. Make sure you download the workbook. You have also access to the WhatsApp group and a bunch of other bonuses. So go and enjoy. connectedforreal.com/retreat.